This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. His name is James Kasseroff. He is the CEO and chairman of Advanced Medical Isotope Corp. They trade on the OTC pink sheets under the ticker symbol ADMD. Jim, welcome, and thank you for coming back on the show.
It's always wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, you know, give our listeners a little bit of an update of what you guys have been doing on there and a behind-the-scenes thing.
Well, let's talk a little bit about who we are, right? Okay. So the difference that separates us from others and why other companies are chasing us is that in radioimmunotherapy, the radioactive pieces, they're administered intravenously. And the radio-labeled antibody, you know, it kind of works through the blood, through all these organs and tissues, but only a small fraction of that activity is taken up by tumors, about 1%. What we've got is completely different. Our relative concentration goes to over 99% into the tumor and stays there. That's what's so exciting about what we're doing, and that's why we've got suitors around the world, and that's why we have radiation oncologists around the world talking to us. We're really, really excited about what we're doing. I've been doing this. I got this license. We now have 7 patents on this alone. We got this license from Pacific National Laboratory, which is operated by Battelle, the world's largest nonprofit scientific organization.
Absolutely.
We brought this thing, and it's absolutely a fantastic piece. And what we're doing right now, and this is an important piece, is we partnered with a group down in Houston for contract manufacturing and for the final pieces of all the data that the FDA needs to see before they can approve us for human usage. So we're working our butt off every week, every day, on doing in vivo testing, as well as, you know, bench testing, to get the final pieces that are in the ways that the FDA want to see this. So we're really excited.
Tell me a little bit about your recent announcement with Versant Medical Physics and the importance of it, especially if you could a little bit about Daryl Fisher, the doctor, Dr. Daryl Fisher.
Sure. Well, you know, so Versant is a woman-owned small business out of Michigan, Kalamazoo, Michigan. And they've got a comprehensive line of services that help radiation pieces around the world. All right, they've got really a lot of dosimetry expertise, which is dosimetry, for those of you who don't know, is the calculation of assessment of radiation doses going into the humans.
Absolutely.
So it's really important to know how much and where it should be going. All right, so they've got this global expertise, and Dr. Daryl Fisher holds, I don't know, seven patents plus, including those licensed by us. All right. He's been a friend of mine for about 10 years. He's internationally renowned. He's been a past president of the Health Physics Society, International Organization of Professionals for this. He's a principal nuclear medicine dosimetrist. He's been a fellow of the Health Physics Society as well, a recipient of a really prestigious award called the Elda Anderson Award. He serves on the Medical Internal Radiation Dose Committee for the International Society of Nuclear Medicine, does a lot for other countries, which is a separate issue, but he led the isotope program at Pacific Northwest National Laboratory, and you know, just a fantastic guy. We're really, really pleased and really happy to be working with him. He was in my office for about 3 hours this week, going through things, really helpful. His insightfulness, he works in terms of the Northwest. Almost every radiation, many of the radiation doses going into patients, he is the dosimetrist for, from Washington State University hospitals to Oregon hospitals to Idaho to Montana, et cetera. So in the Northwest, he's the man.
My guest today is Jim Kasseroff. He is the chairman and CEO of Advanced Medical Isotope Corp. Well, they trade on the OTC pink sheets under the ticker symbol ADMD. Can you tell us about your contract and manufacturing group and the testing that's going on over there?
Well, a little bit there is that there's a group out of Houston, Texas, called Isotherapeutics Group. That group came out of Merrill Dow and split off. They are the guys who invented what's called Quadramet. You may have heard that, Quadramet, for those who are listening. Take a look at it. It's for bone cancer issues. And they contract around the world with people who are doing radionuclides like ourselves. They're wonderful people to work with. We're really close with them. There's a lot of things happening. And we're really, really happy to be part of them. And what they've been doing since last August with us is we gave them what our product was, and we needed to put it into the FDA parlay, if you will. And so they've been working to do the proper manufacturing processes, the standard operating processes, all the good lab practices, all the good manufacturing processes, the FDA had asked us to do some extra testing on not just bench testing, but also in vivo, meaning inside of animals. So we've been doing a lot of that kind of testing. We've been doing a lot of things so that it's all empirical evidence over months that we can reapply. And our whole purpose here, and this comes to, you know, what we're going to be doing as the year progresses, our whole purpose here is to reapply to the FDA with our de novo application. De novo application means that it hasn't been done before. So that's part of the issue, is that what we've got is something unique. Nobody's got it. We've got it. All right. And what we've got to be able to do is show what the response rates are and the fact that nothing leaks. Because part of our issues with the FDA was educating them as to how good this product is. It's got the highest therapeutic index known within the nuclear pharmacy industry. That the key is that what you want to have is the radiation stay where it is, so it doesn't hurt other organs or tissues outside of the tumor. Well, there is nothing else that we have found around the globe, and senior companies with, you know, multi-billion dollar market caps.
Absolutely.
Have agreed. We are it. So we're really, really excited, and we've gone through a lot of pain, and I appreciate my 2,400 shareholders for assisting and being part of this pain. But I anticipate sometime this year or early next year that we will all be rewarded. What we really want to do is we believe we can save thousands of lives more economically and less barbaric than the things that are out there now. We're also working, you know, on the vet market, all right? The dogs and the cats.
Absolutely.
Okay, there's an incredible amount of opportunity there. And we have got a study going on at Washington State University, which is a grant from the state of Washington. And on the West Coast, there are two main vet schools. One's up in California and one's here in Washington State. And what we're working on is a program to inject cats on one of the types of cancer. We're trying to change that a little bit because that type of cancer is so rare. But we're ready to start shipping product here in Washington State. We're ready to start shipping product to some of our friends in Texas. So we're really comfortable with where we're going, both on the veterinary program and then ultimately the human program.
Can you give my listeners a little bit of the update of your radio gel device?
Well, that's kind of where I'm going. The radio gel device is what we've been working with our friends down in Houston, okay? Getting the final pieces together so that we can reapply to the FDA. That I'm hoping to reapply before the end of the year, and then we'll get a response from the FDA. So everything that's going on with radio gel is positive. We've got, again, the manufacturing processes down. We've got the degradation processes down. We've got the migration processes down. We're right now working towards injecting two different lines of pancreatic cancers to see what the efficacy is, meaning the shrinkage. Okay. And that will probably take another month or two. And then once that's done, we're pretty close to being able to refile. We'll see.
My guest today is James Kazaroff. He is the CEO of Vance Medical Isotope Corp. Well, they trade on the OTC pink sheets under the ticker symbol ADMD. Can you give us any expectations through the end of the year, and what does, you know, 2017 hold for us?
And oh my goodness, yeah, you know, God willing, the creek don't rise too high, we will refile before the end of the year or first quarter next year. I mean, again, that's a laboratory thing. It's nothing that I can push any faster than it happens. Excuse me. And in the meantime, we're expecting to be able to deliver to the veterinary market shortly, and that will bring a cash flow. Secondly, on the human side, again, we'll have our full package done sometime this year or early next year to the FDA on a de novo package. And with that, you know, the gates are open. So now, one of the important things, though, for your listeners to understand is that we've got trademark and patent protection in, 30-some-odd countries.
Okay? That's awesome.
What we've done, and I implore and urge everybody who's listening to go to our website, isotopeworld.com, take a look at the people, find through the problems of, but try and find all our news releases of the last few years and understand who we are and what we are. All right. I mean, I've got some incredible people on my advisory board, some incredible people on my board of directors. These guys are world class. We're in the top, what we believe is the top 1% of the top 1% in our industry. And this product is just something that is just people are dying for, because medical science advances one death at a time, as sad as that is. We can solve a lot of problems.
In closing here, is there anything that you would like to get out that we didn't get a chance to talk about?
Oh, my goodness. I can't tell you how excited we are. I mean, my entire staff and people and advisors, we are so excited, and we are pushing it forward as fast as we can to make this thing work. I think everybody who's listening, who takes the time to investigate further, should join us as a shareholder or call me. My office is 509-736-4000. I'm happy to give them as much public information as I can.
James Kazaroff is our guest today on Stock Day, and we really do appreciate him coming back on the show. Looking forward to speaking with him here shortly, and maybe in a month or two. James, you know I wish you the best, and stay in touch with us.
You bet. Let's go save some lives together.